News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The Wall Street Journal and the Associated Press are both reporting that Governor Walker's lawyers are involved in secret talks to end a long-running John Doe investigation. Our Capitol correspondent Jackie Johnson reports.
Media reports say Governor Scott Walker is trying to broker a deal to end the secret investigation into alleged illegal campaign activity. Jay Heck with Common Cause Wisconsin says it's probably best to get closure.
The longer this drags on, the tougher it's going to be to get this out of the minds of the voters when they go to the polls in early November.
An editorial in the Wall Street Journal first reported on Wednesday Walker's attorney is negotiating with prosecutors on a settlement. The Associated Press said an anonymous source confirmed it.
The longer this issue hangs out there, the more the opponents of Walker can make the case that this is a guy who's under criminal investigation.
The John Doe probe began in mid-2012.
I'm Jackie Johnson, WSAU News.
Heated exchanges filled the House chamber last night in Washington. Members of the Department of Veterans Affairs appeared in front of a committee to answer questions about secret waiting lists for vets who are waiting for care. Republican Representative Dan Bishek has challenged Dr. Thomas Lynch, the VA's deputy secretary. The allegation is that some of these secret lists have been destroyed.
Dr. Lynch, what's the name of the person who destroyed the waiting lists?
I don't believe they were waiting lists.
Who destroyed the documents under question here? The name of the person?
They were schedulers who were working on the process of...
You know their names?
No, I don't.
Could we find out their names?
I don't know whether we can or not.
Yesterday, a preliminary report said that some vets were waiting more than 100 days for medical appointments. A Price County paper mill is being cited for exposing workers to toxic chemicals, as we hear from WSAU's Raymond Newport.
OSHA says Flambeau River Papers in Park Falls did not do enough to prevent workers from coming into contact with sulfur dioxide. The company has been fined $42,300 for 8 citations, including failure to document safe operating limits and failure to comply with safe practices. A press release says 6 of those violations could have resulted in serious injury or death for workers. The company now has 15 days to pay the fine, request a meeting with OSHA, or contest the citation. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
There is news this morning about our parent company, Midwest Communications. We are the buyers of 9 new radio stations. They are in Nashville, Tennessee. They are in Knoxville, Tennessee, and in Evansville, Indiana. They had been owned by South Central Communications. The price, because this is a private purchase, has not been made public. Our president and CEO, Duke Wright, says we'll begin operating these 9 stations once the FCC approves the transfer.
That'll take several months. That's usual. We would expect to, pending FCC approval, be involved in operating these stations sometime in September.
Which means our company now owns 72 radio stations in Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Our corporate headquarters are here in Wausau. The deer hunting season will be bucks only this fall for many northern counties. The State Natural Resources Board has approved DNR recommendations for a zero-quota antlerless deer hunt. That's in 19 counties and 4 tribal reservations. Ralph Fritsch with the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation says that his group supports these recommendations. He says this is where the data has led them.
The severe 2014 winter has greatly increased their concerns about the deer population. The Federation strongly endorses the proposal not to issue antlerless permits in the designated 19 counties.
Remembrances continue to come in for Maya Angelou. The well-known author and Presidential Medal of Freedom winner died yesterday at age 86 at her home in North Carolina. She has ties to Lawrence University in Appleton. She received an honorary degree in 1976 and spoke at the school's honors convention in 1997. French professor Aline Hoft-March was at that speech.
The university chapel was as full as I have ever seen it. We had busloads of school children who had come from all over the state. We had our students. We had people from the community.
And on that day, Angelou spoke without any notes, based in part on her autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Wisconsin's contestant at the National Spelling Bee is OUT. 13-year-old Carolyn Millett from Shawano made it through round two on stage, but did not get to the offstage spelling and vocabulary test to make the final cut. By the way, ESPN is broadcasting the final rounds starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Sunny and very nice for today. A high around 80 degrees. The wind becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear and quiet. A low down to 51. On Friday, sunny and warm. A high of 82. And a nice summer-like day on Saturday. Sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 83. Chance for a few thunderstorms late Saturday night. And then a 70% chance of showers and storms on Sunday with a high around 80. I'm Newsline. I'm meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Skies have stayed mostly clear through the overnight and into the early morning around central Wisconsin. Get current conditions, a six-day forecast, and the real-time weather radar to zoom into street level of your neighborhood anytime at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.